The striking and most beautiful voice of Zolani Mahola, the lady who was the front line of Freshly Ground. And I remember very clearly, Amy, watching her during a Saint Oyster Feast. They were performing on stage at the Artscape Theatre. And it was absolutely, absolutely beautiful watching her perform with Freshly Ground. But to herald in the summer, the Baxter Theatre has actually launched an exciting new series of outdoor concerts called Sunset at Baxter in their newly landscaped garden of Cape Town's iconic theatre. And the refurbished new garden space is perfect, a venue for musical interludes under the summer night sky, and even better for a relaxed, delicious picnic on the grass with your family. The concerts, which start at 6 p.m., has already kicked off with the SAMA-nominated Majonzi on the 28th of November, and the delightful Matthew Morley scheduled for the 19th of December. And, of course, the much-adored Zolani Mahola, the one who sings is her new name, will bring some nice joy on the 30th of January 2022. To tell us more about what's happening at the Baxter Theatre, Fahim Stellenboom joins us this morning. Fahim, a very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Zane. Well, thank you for that beautiful bit of music that you played. I have to say I'm a shameless fan of the one who sings, as she is now known, Zolani Mahola. And, I mean, you've just played something which is testament to it. You know, it's such a beautiful song, and that's from the latest album, Teta Mama. Yeah, so I'll get back to Zolani. But, yes, and I have to just say to you, it's wonderful to be chatting to you, Zane. I hear you all the time. Because, of course, I'm a Cape Talk listener, an avid Cape Talk listener. My default is Cape Talk. And I always hear you on air. And I'm delighted to be talking to you.
An absolute pleasure for him, and nice chatting to you. I'm a fan of the Baxter Theatre. I was at UCT in the 1970s, and that's why I finally, you know, still support the theatre. I just love the fact that we can now finally jaw at the Baxter Theatre again for him.
Yes, well, we'll have to see what happens. I think we have another family gathering probably on Sunday night. But be that as it may, you know, we've had to try and do the best that we can to survive and to navigate our way through this awful pandemic. And so, you know, we haven't yet played to 100% full capacity audiences. For the most part, it's always been at 50% capacity. But, you know, it's gotten better, and I think it's gotten better because there's a wonderful, wonderful uptake and appetite from audiences and from the public, and that's always important. You know, we did try in the past, over the past 22, 23 months, to however many months it has been, we've tried to have these pockets where we were able to open, and then we were hit by another wave. So I think we're getting used to that pattern. So the idea was to try and bring something different. You know, we were kind of trying to be out of the box, trying to, you know, new ways and interesting ways of doing things. And Kirstenbosch hasn't opened, and we thought we have this beautiful garden that has been landscaped since the end of 2019, beginning 2020, which we haven't been able to use much for obvious reasons because we've been locked down. And that's the sort of the birth of these Sunset at Baxter concert series, which we're excited about. We kind of, you know, you mentioned that we kicked off last Sunday with Majorzy, and the rain in Cape Town is something that is so unpredictable, and we weren't sure how it was going to go. By the time that the concert was due to start, it was beautiful weather outside, but of course earlier in the day when we were setting up the sound check, it was a very different story. So we moved that concert indoors. And I think that's probably the plus. That's what's great about it, Zane, is that we are able to, if we can't do it outside because of weather conditions, we can quite easily have, you know, move it inside, then we have an alternative. So we're looking forward. The first one was sold out with Majorzy, standing ovation. Mensa went mad. Let them trend, gestaan and gedance and some geklap and gesing, which really is quite great, you know, and it's fantastic to see families out and families together with their picnics on the lawn, and then came into the auditorium. Obviously, there's no food and drink allowed in the auditorium, but they sat in the foyer. And so we're looking very forward to Matthew Mole coming on the 19th of December. And the one who sings, previously known as Zolani Mahola, comes on the 30th of January.
And this is exactly what people need after 2 years of COVID, is actually just to gaan bos, isn't it?
Sorry, this is what we've picked up. And I think it's because people feel a lot safer and a bit more comfortable because they, you know, more people have been vaccinated. And I would like to appeal to those anti-vaxxers and people who aren't not vaccinated to really reconsider what their stance and their position is, because it does impact and affect businesses like ours and institutions like the Baxter and sort of, you know, outdoor events and those sort of things. It impacts very, very severely on that. And, you know, the more we get vaccinated, the more the eases will become faster. We opening up on a larger scale, you know.
Fahim, we're chatting this morning to Fahim Stellenboom, who's the marketing manager at the Baxter Theatre, and we're chatting about this, the fact that we can finally go and jaw at the Baxter Theatre. Your concerns about the uncertainty of COVID-19, would you perhaps move some of these dates further, or would you perhaps move the concerts virtually if the family meeting doesn't go your way?
You mean our way? It does affect all of us. Yeah. It's not just the backs, it's for all of us. Zane, I think that by all account, it won't be. We've been in lockdown anyway. You know, we've been playing to 50% capacity audiences anyway, as it is. You know, what we're looking at now is that if it's outdoors, you know, we were allowed 2,000 outdoors. We would never take 2,000 in the Baxter Garden. That's an exorbitant amount. That's a far better amount for a stadium or a bigger venue. You know, so if we, if you know, whatever the president is going to say, I don't know that it's going to be such a hard lockdown like we experienced in the beginning. And I think that we would be able to have a fairly, you know, decent number outdoors, because they will be spaced out and they'll be on the lawns and you know, the garden is a relatively big space and things. So let's pray that the president is fair as well as kind at the same time with the decision. But we have to be safe, of course. You know, we have to really be safe, and fortunately we've got all COVID-19 protocols in place, and we kind of try and, you know, get people to abide by them as much as they can and adhere to them. But I can't imagine that we are going to, you know, have outdoor events cut, you know, exponentially. And if so, certainly the number that we have become used to, you know, dealing with over the last 2 years.
You've had Majorzy. We've got on the, you know, we've got the delightful Matthew Mould scheduled for the 19th of December. And I was actually looking at his itinerary this morning. He's actually booked for overseas next year. April, he's booked in the UK and doing quite a number of sort of European countries. I think he's even going to a place like Kazakhstan or, yes, you know, Uzbekistan or something like that. So he's quite popular, and he's actually a real treat. And then, of course, Zolani Mohola on the 30th of January 2022. Are there any other artists lineup besides the three that we've mentioned?
So we probably plan to go through till the end of March. At this stage, we're still in negotiations, so we're not announcing them yet. We prefer to have it secured, as you know, because, you know, once you make an announcement, our argument is excited, and then what happens is that you've got to sort of, you know, undo that information, etc. So there's still time for us, but yes, you know, we will have probably two more artists on the program. End February and end March, and those we will announce as we're able to secure them and as we're able to confirm them. Yes, yeah.
I'm going to kind of push you, because the 31st of December is always my jewel night at the Baxter. So what have you got lined up for Oya's aunt?
For Oya's aunt, so let me tell you, Zane, it is my favorite thing, because it's my dad's birthday on the last day of the year, and inshallah he will be 85 this year. But for the last 10 years or so pre-COVID, it has been the done thing. No questions asked. I cannot go anywhere. Not that I wanted to, because the Baxter Jaws are always such fun. You know, but we've decided not to do anything this year, only because of, as you can see, what is currently going on. And the problem is with the New Year's Eve parties at the Baxter, fun as they are, and they are that fun because the various productions come from those various auditoriums, and everybody converges into the foyer. So although they're able to, although we might be able to have 50% capacity audiences in the two main big venues, for example, the main theater and the concert hall, when they come out into the foyer space, you're looking at 600 people with the current regulations. And so we don't want to take those chances. So I'm afraid it's going to be a quiet one for me this year and probably for you. I don't know how much joining we can do considering the fact that we're going into to hear from the president again soon.
It seems like a dinner for one. Oh, yes.
You're giving your age away with all this little anecdote, dinner for one. I mean, that's usually what they play on, on television. I mean, it's the most fun. Do you know what? And I still watch it, and I still find it hilarious.
Me too. And you eventually, land up drowning your sorrows of the old year and going into the new year.
Absolutely. Eight years ago, I was on holiday in Germany and Austria, and it was New Year's Eve, and my one friend said to me, "You won't believe, come," he's calling, we had a small dinner party, and he said, "Come and check this out," and we went to look at the TV screen, and there was the movie. And you know what we did? We brought our food from the table, and we sat and we watched that movie. We were hysterical, because it just doesn't grow stale, That'll probably be what New Year's Eve will be for many of us. But as I said, with these concerts, because they're outdoor, there's a lot more leg room. And so Matthew Moller's around the corner is on the 19th of December. It's at 6 p.m. We'll see how it goes from there. But New Year's Eve, I'm afraid, nope. We're not going to take that chance, yes.
Logistics around eats and treats and drinks. I believe that drinks are only allowed to be purchased from your bar in the auditorium, obviously. And can people bring with a picnic basket? And I think you also supply picnic baskets.
Yes, they can. Certainly, when they make their booking through web tickets, there's a kind of an option to be able to buy a picnic basket, which is supplied by the Baxter's restaurant. We have a new restaurant as well, again, sort of work that was done during the pandemic, so that we didn't just roll over and say, this is not working for us. We took full advantage of the time, and our staff, our technical staff and our maintenance staff kind of did a lot of work on the restaurant. So we have Jason from Coco Wawa fame. A lot of people know him, so he runs the restaurant. So he prepares picnic baskets, and then you can get your wine here, and people are welcome to bring their own picnic baskets. I saw on Sunday the meal of choice is definitely sushi boxes. Lots of sushi boxes around, which was great to see. And then you get your wine here, and you kind of enjoy it in the garden. I keep wanting to say in the park, but we can call it the Baxter Park, the Baxter Garden. So it's just bring your blanket. The idea is to kind of have just a wonderful fun after what we've been through this year and in the last 2 years, to just kind of be able to have a wonderful time with family. And that's what is what's nice, and what I noticed on Sunday past, Zane, is that there were lots of families. I mean, I'm talking from an opa in a wheelchair to a sort of a teen of 13, 12, 14 years old, in a group, and it was just so fantastic to see. There was one point, I actually have a video of it, of the old man in the wheelchair who got up. Daughter had to help him up, and I helped him because I thought he wanted to go, leave. And it wasn't, he wanted to dance. It's that kind of thing. And I think people need this. They need happiness. They need good news. We need a bit more love in the world because it is a difficult time for all of us to have been through.
Mm. Fahim Stellenboom chatting to us, marketing manager at the Baxter Theatre. What can we look forward to, Fahim, going forward in terms of shows maybe for next year, so I can pre-plan?
No. Well, you'll be the first to know. We will send you about. So I think the ones that I can really talk about now is that we had to postpone two of our productions in earlier this year in June, which was our a big production in 14 years called Life and Times of Michael Kay, which has been adapted for the stage by Laura Foote, who also directs, and we've got the Handspring Puppet Company involved with that, and it's an incredible cast with Sandra Prinsloo and Andrew Buckland, Fanny Swayisa. The what we did in June is that we did a sort of a live streaming version of it for the launch of the big festival there. And we had two performances recently in Germany, very recently, like they came back 2 weeks ago, just as the numbers were increasing in Germany, and two performances in Ludwigshafen. So the future performances for Germany for now are cancelled, but it comes to the backs at the end of February. It's really a treat for theatre lovers. And so too is Kiss of the Spider Woman, which is directed by Sylvain Strike. So those are the two productions that are really big for us, and they come... early next year, in March next, end February, March next year. But booking is open for both those already, so people can book.
And the bookings for The Sunset at the Baxter are probably available on your website?
Yeah, no, they can go to Web Tickets Online or to any Pick and Pay store. So bookings for both those are also open. And as I said, they go to Web Tickets, and there is an option when you book your ticket for any of these concerts that you can just look to sort of see whether to order a picnic basket through the restaurant then.
Fahim Stellenboom, thank you so much for your time. Wonderful to chat to you. He's the marketing manager at the Baxter Theatre. And here is another one of the artists coming up. And this track is by Michael Moll. And I'm with you. This particular track. You want to introduce it to us, Fahim?
Unfortunately, I'm not sure which track you selected.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay, well, I'm getting used to and familiar with all these kinds of music. All I know is that Matthew, these are, as a SAMA award winner, for Pop Album of the Year, this comes from, I think, his third album, Ghost, which was released in 2019. And the idea is that people are able to listen to his music before he goes overseas.